I'm going driving. Talking about driving, actually, I was working here last night till, early hours in the morning doing scripts and that. And you know, when you leave sort of work, any of you doing night shifts and that, whenever you've been out somewhere late and you've got that long journey home, it's always nice to put the radio on, isn't it, and have a listen to something. Because I'm fiddling around there last night because LBC had gone off the air. It'd be about 1:30 in the morning, and I'm fiddling around trying to find something that I can listen to there. And I'm getting all kinds of obscenities and German voices and God knows what else coming out. Eventually I heard a nice John Lennon record. I thought, oh, great, I'll tune into this. So I stayed listening to this. At the end of it, there was some old woman came on, because she must have been about 113 years old, telling us all about the good old days and how different theatre was when she was getting 7 and 6 pence for a night's work. Oh, Lord, I listened to it for about 5 minutes. Do you know, I think there's nothing like the days today. I mean, I don't know, I wasn't alive in 1920 or 1930, but everybody tells me about the Depression in the 20s and all this kind of thing, and I always think to myself, golly gosh, surely it must be better in 1982 than it was in 1930. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I've heard the story 70 times about for 3 and 4 pence we could go to the pictures and we could get fish and chips when we came home and a quarter of wine comes and we'd still have 3 and 3 pence left after we'd done all that. We got a bit of change to go out of the weekend. Oh, Lord. Maybe I'll be doing it to my kids someday, who knows? Here's my reply to you anyway, madam. Whoever was on the radio last night didn't catch your name. Here's the foundation.
It's those bad, bad old days before you lovely girl. I was just a lonely man so many ways till you lovely girl. And I was your only man. You came into my life. I can't commiserate in those bad, bad old days that used to be. Every day I stay the fullest through, but one day I'm gonna make it, girl, I'm telling you.
Bye.
Netflix version of Sooner or Later. It's coming up to 5 minutes after 10 o'clock this morning. You hear about the cross-eyed school teacher? He can keep his pupils together. Music on LBC. Yes, indeedy, we've had our first Christmas card here. Can't tell you how pleased we were this morning as well. Christmas card, not only a Christmas card, but a super message inside. I think I'll read you this. It says, please, please, please say we are the first to send you and all the disc jockeys on LBC our best wishes for Christmas and New Year. Thank you, Pete, for requests that you've played. And we here at Men Only think LBC is the greatest and most positive show on the radio. And like the classic way you finished your show yesterday, may we wish you very good luck on your new address. Keep the good work up and make us happy by playing John Lennon's So This Is Christmas in the near future. Oh, well, we will be playing that this afternoon for you, actually. Unfortunately, I haven't got it in the library this morning. Best wishes to everyone at LBC. Great, great show. The only one we have on all day. It's from Hilda Wirth, Karen, Janet, Sandra. Says, happy, happy Xmas. And this is what I like at the bottom here. LBC Radio and people like yourself and the other DJs make the sunshine even on the dullest days. Thanks a million. And my thanks a million to you, actually. That has absolutely knocked us out here in the studios. All the guys this morning there, they're all looking at this. We've got it pinned up on the wall. Absolutely super. It's really thrilled us to bits. Just a little card. Giving us so much joy. Oh. Here's a record that'll give you a bit of joy anyway.
We made it to the top.
Neil Sedaka.
We went so high, we couldn't...
It's all about when you're rich and you sort of look back on those sort of poverty-stricken days. I know the feeling. All the hungry years.
Of us together, building castles in the air. We spun so fast, we couldn't tell the gold ring from the carousel. How could we know the ride would turn out? were lovely long ago. We didn't have a dime.
Everybody at the Men Only Salon this morning. I think we should give them a plug as well. So get along there, guys, if you want a haircut. 25 pence and take your own bowl. Beautiful music there from Neil Sedaka, taken off the album Laughter and Tears.
Thank you.
gentlemen, stepping out. 17 minutes after 10 o'clock on LBC, and a good morning to you, everybody out there in the Northwest. You're listening to LBC on 259 and 459 metres, medium wave coming to you from Merseyside, and hopefully making everybody happy out there in the Northwest, well, at least 100,000 of you, and that's rather nice to know. Calling everybody right now at Shirdley Insurance Brokers at 359 Edge Lane, Liverpool 7. I like the way you started your letter here. You say, "Dear DJ, could you please play You Don't Have to Go by the Shy Lights?" I think on Friday, the 10th of December at 11:15 a.m. We should be playing it again for you on Friday. But I'm just so excited about dedication, so I shall give it a whiz now. For Rosemary Marie, who will be working hard putting up the Christmas decorations, could you please say hello to Linda, Diane and Paula, who should be working hard in AIA Insurance Brokers. Thanks very much there from everybody. And they put it down here on a piece of their letterhead paper. So I better not say anything too loud in case the boss is listening. I have got the record you wanted here. We're going to give it a whiz. It may be a little touch scratch, but we'll give it a whiz and see how it goes. Just a touch scratch.
Thank you.
of a record there, so he could have asked for Donald Sears or Frank Sinatra, South of the Border from 1949 or something like that. Something a little bit less scratch than that one, I think. Well, nevertheless, if it makes you happy. What the heck? The Shy Lights and You Don't Have to Go. How about a bit of Stevie Winwood? I think it sounds like a good idea. Stevie Wonder, Stevie Winwood, I should say. And Valerie there. Just ends so suddenly. I hate those records that do that. They give my ulcer the absolute jip. The hits just keep on rolling out here on LBC. Do you know there's an LBC in London as well? I wonder what that stands for. Wonder if they've just copied us up here in Liverpool. Yes, that's probably the case. More hits, as I say, this time Bill with us. On me and Bill Withers there. Thank you very much indeed. I think I'll dedicate that one to Paul J, our Saturday and Sunday jock. He needs a little bit of lifting up during the day there. He's getting on a little bit in time, is Paul. In fact, he's getting on so much, I think he's got so many wrinkles on his forehead, he has to screw his hat on. It's just the way I feel about it, too. past 10 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Love this record, I think it's fantastic. The best thing ever for me from Bucks Fizz. It's gonna do great things in our charts too. It's cool if you can't stand the heat.
Thank you. Thank you. beautiful album, actually, called simply Christopher Cross. Now, mums, if you've never heard that album before, you probably hear your daughters or your sons talking about music and say, wow, mum, Christopher Cross, that's it. It's got to be the one. Believe you me, that is a superb album. And I know my old mum, actually, I say my own mum, not my old mum. My own mum's got that one at home, and she loves it. She's got it on cassette. It is a very, very nice album. Just to prove my point to you, track that was played quite a bit on BBC Radio 2, I'll get the message across to you. No, I won't. Yes, I will. Track from the same album, I should say, Christopher Cross. What the fears have got of you sometimes, these LPs. Got a lot of airplay on Terry Wogan's show on Radio 2. It's called Never Be the Same. There, haven't I? Christopher Cross. Spinning track number one and Never Be the Same track two, simply taken from the album Christopher Cross, Believe You Me. It is an absolute beauty and also features fabulous hit of Christopher Cross, is called Sailing. Back to 1981 right now. Stevie Nicks, lead singer with Fleetwood Mac here. entitled Stop Dragging My Heart Around. I'm just having a look here at old Wrighty's book about facts, and it's saying here in one of these pages, I'm getting a lot of amusement reading this, people most hated and feared. And in numerical order, they were number one, Adolf Hitler. Number two, Ronald Reagan. Number three, the Yorkshire Ripper. Maybe Ronald Reagan should be in Broadmoor prison, not Broadmoor, in Walton prison or something like that. Number four, Margaret Thatcher. And number five, Leonard Brezhnev. And he goes on to say, Elvis Presley soared from fifth place to 1980. To first place in the entertainment, and the Princess of Wales has gone straight to the top of the beauty in her wedding year, overshadowing a bevy of lovely ladies. Bruce Forsyth, he didn't appear at all, plummeting from top to bottom in entertainment. In Madame Tussauds' Amsterdam poll, Lech Walesa was number one in hero of heroine of all time, and in London, they didn't make the listings at all. Meanwhile, the rather younger readers of the New Musical Express were generous enough to give their approval to a selection of heroes and fine dresses. And the characters they chose might not be the stuff of more conventional heroism, but they did make interesting reading nonetheless. Mr. Foote as a fine dresser must be a joke. Or was it a joke, I wonder? Talking about Elvis Presley...
My brain is playing. time.
Oh, disaster strikes here. Wishing I had a photograph of you from seagulls, unfortunately, going a bit wrong there. Come here, you little horror, while I sling that one away. Let's have some more music, should we? Talking about Stevie Nicks there just a few moments ago. A single that did big things in the United States of America, Fleetwood Mac, from their album Mirage, and unfortunately, never managed to quite catch on over here, but we've been giving it a bit of stick here on LBC. My apologies there for the old flock of seagulls. Funny things happen with seagulls, don't they, eh? Need a good sandwich, Fleetwood Mac. I don't know why that one never caught on over here. It's called Gypsy. Of course, Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks. Right, I am well aware of the fact that there are probably many, many listeners listening in this morning. Mums, dads, and grandmas and grandfathers, etc., etc., aunties and uncles, who do not, specifically not, like pop music, and they would probably like to hear something a little bit more down their street, a little bit more their cup of tea, perhaps. Try this one. It's called Happy Barefoot Boy, and it's taken from the film Two for the Road. It features the beautiful piano music of Liberace. Thank you.
every morning.
Bye-bye.
For you and me.
You